Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Legend of Zeitgang, Trends of the Kingdom,
only on Nintendo Switch. That is courtesy of Manish on the Discord.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you excited? Did you get it? Get
your hands on it? Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah?
Pumped? I mean, I'm doing my Zelda Fridays. I'm taking the day off.
Taking Mother's Day off, actually.
Taking Mother's Day off.
To focus on Zelda.
Actually, babe. Babe, actually, this is, I know it's a day for you, but
I want to honor
dropped
you.
It on Friday.
I want to honor you by being
by
a happy
keeping
partner.
Me happy and yeah. Healthy. But I don't know, fans of Tears of the Kingdom taking the day to explore Zelda. Happy exploring, all the gamers out there.
Yeah.
All my fellow gamers, all my fellow Switch heads. All right. Well, I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yes.
Miles, you are back from New York. I am back from my sick bed, feeling like 60%, 69%.
Hey.
Better. So I'm all right. Good. Able to sit upright and speak into a microphone.
Fantastic. So, that's all we need.
All we need, baby.
Yeah. We just need you to vote yes on these judiciary picks, okay? And then we'll put you in a wheelchair and cart you back into the darkness, like Die-Fi.
Where am I? Where am I again?
That's fucking grim. You can hear her say that in the video. We'll talk about that Monday. Dianne Feinstein's return to the Senate. Whew. Very, very grim.
Yes, very grim. Well, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Hopefully you are not just finding that out. Hopefully you have your Mother's Day plans.
Yesterday, you know, it was trending.
Well in hand.
With Becca, one of the things that was trending was last minute Mother's Day gifts. So we're like, oh yeah, people.
Oh boy.
And look, it's a little late, but hey, do what you got to.
You're always going to find the best ones when last minute is appended to the beginning of your Google search. man, I'm in a bad way here.
Come on,
what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Oh boy. But one thing to do, if you're going out to dinner for your or lunch,
brunch, that's where
brunch is a great.
That's the one they do.
Try to be kind to the restaurant workers, because according to the CNN article, and we trust CNN for everything, don't we, folks?
Oh yeah, folks,
we love them. We love them, don't we, folks?
Oh yeah.
According to this, chefs, servers, and owners have said that Mother's Day is one of the worst days to work at a restaurant.
Yeah,
because the expectations are high. There's a lot of people coming through. Everybody's feeling the presh of performing at a high level for their mommies.
Yeah, they just say people show up like incomplete parties, impossible ways of splitting checks, people who like to hover over their last bits of like dessert or coffee. It's just like, come on. And also, man, they say the worst part is because of inflation and the rising costs, it's basically naturally people are going to be like, well, if I'm paying $45 for a waffle, this shit better have gold on it. And you better come out tap dancing with this shit. And there's like this one chef who used to be Oprah and Jeb Bush's personal chef was just talking about how in general.
What a duo.
Yeah.
Oprah and Jeb Bush.
I mean, it shows you at the end of the day, not much separating them. Just need a lot of money, folks.
There's a point in the 90s where a lot of people thought that was going to be like 2024. Oprah versus Jeb Bush,
right.
the presidential election.
And
we went in a worse timeline somehow.
Yeah, but I like how this one chef was just saying like people just COVID has taste like changed people's tastes and they just want more. It's like if they want more carbs, if it's mac and cheese, it has to be the cheesiest. And they're drinking too. They want more salads. Sounds very stressful. So I will be very kind to the servers and restaurant staff when I. I'm one of the just innumerable hordes descending upon a restaurant on Sunday for brunch.
There you go. There's a Russian mega village.
Yeah. They're talking about it, man.
What would that be?
So in Russia, they're basically constructing a village just outside of Moscow for, quote, conservative minded Americans and Canadians.
Interesting.
As the state run media said. And basically they're saying like Russia has for years positioned itself as a bastion of, quote, traditional values in contrast with Western liberalism as its relations with the West have deteriorated, blah, blah, blah. So one of the migration lawyers of like this, like who's associated with this was saying that there's around 200 families that want to immigrate to Russia for ideological reasons.
Jesus.
And I don't know how real that, I mean, I know there's definitely a group of people who are like, you can tell like with how there's a lack of criticism about Russia or Putin, how many who are like, man, I'd rather live in Russia.
Right.
So
you're not going to invite me to Thanksgiving anyways.
Right.
So we're moving to Russia. Me and your mother are moving to Russia.
Any other questions? Yeah. That's what I thought. But apparently, like, this is also going to come at the cost of the people who want to move there. Like, they're being like, hey, if we move there, can we, like, help build this cool place? I mean, yeah, go ahead, man. We don't need you here.
And Vivek Ramaswamy, Republican presidential hopeful, on Thursday, voiced support for changing the overall U.S. voting age to 25.
Yeah.
Unless younger Americans fulfill at least 6 months of service in the military or as a first responder.
Yeah. This would help eliminate a few million voters who probably aren't on board with the GOP.
Right.
And we've talked about something around 4 million Gen Z Americans, you know, will be voting age for the 2024 presidential election. And that's...
They're not fans of that.
They're looking at that. They're like, why can't we just find 4 million ethno-nationalists that we didn't discover before who want to vote?
Yeah.
We're continuing to see them continue that, like, really dumb campaign to be like, we gotta raise the voting age.
Well, I gotta make up for all the people they're losing to that Russian village. You know, those people aren't gonna be able to vote in US presidential elections.
Or people who are like, I don't need a vaccine. Cut to, they did.
They did. Turns out, they did.
All right, let's
take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And E. Jean Carroll may sue Trump a third time after his vile comments on the CNN town hall, which I missed that happened when I was out. But apparently it was just like a long Trump jazz fest.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah, it was pretty nonsensical. But again, I think Trump loved it. He's already talking about how much he loves CNN. Because they let him go on there and just do lies for however many hours. Mm-hmm. He went right back to it and was like, yeah, she made it up. It's all nonsense. So said it was a rigged deal. And I think many lawyers are like, I'd take another bite of that apple.
Yeah. Legally, he can't do that. But yeah. I guess his whole thing is doing the thing that he's legally not.
I guess another defamation case for you. Like now, if the reporting seems to be that the higher ups at CNN are really, they're dealing with angry staffers who did not like what they did with that town hall meeting. Whatever.
Well, I mean, wasn't their response like, we made news. That's great. We're making the news. It's like, you're supposed to report news. You're not supposed to be making news.
Yeah. Just have Misinformation Fest 2023.
Yeah.
I mean, I think was probably more upsetting for people, and I get that, you know, it's like, why are they platforming? It's that when you saw that, you're like, oh no. And we said this yesterday on Trends, like his power is not waning among those people.
No.
And I think that's probably what freaks people out more than like saying it's not CNN's fault that there's a group of people who are into his faux populism. But hey, it's where we are.
Yeah, it is where we are. Feels like, I don't know, the past couple weeks for some reason have felt like there's been an overall shift towards, we might be looking at another Trump administration. Pretty fucking wild.
Who knows? I mean, we'll see. We'll see how lazy the DNC is.
Yeah.
This go around.
I mean, I think we know how lazy they are.
Yeah, I'm not, because they're basically like scaring anyone who wants to primary Biden away with like a hot poker.
Yeah. There's a good headline in the BBC. This is like the not the Onion headline of the day. Loch Ness Monster Hunter. I thought this job would be easier. And this is not satire. This is an actual person who quit their job in like 1990 to hunt the Loch Ness Monster. 1991. And now after 30 years of searching for Nessie, he said he thought the task would be easier. He made his first sighting of something unexplained within his first year of his search. And since then, it's been tough. It's been crickets.
Oh, no.
I had one glimpse of something like a torpedo going through the water. I did think this job was going to be easier, as I had a sighting in the first year, and I thought it wouldn't be long until a second sighting would come along. And that is where I'm stopped at the moment. At that moment. Still waiting for that second glimpse of something unexplained. At least he's like honest, though. I saw a thing, and since then, not so much.
An American would not say this.
Oh, an American would not by be like, now would be.
I thought it would be easy. They would never cop to that. It would be because probably Obama actually had it, you know, fucking extracted to a CIA black site, and that's why I can't see it.
I mean, they would have gone full scammer by now, an American. Like they would.
Yeah, that's true.
They would have a Discovery Channel show called Hunting Nessie with like a bunch of fake sightings and stuff, I feel like. But this person's just like hard bitten, like get waking up every morning, just being like, maybe today is my day.
Right. Yeah, I think, yeah, super producer Brian and Victor are both asking, like, how did he make money doing this?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Peloton is recalling 2 million bikes.
Whoa.
Because the dang seats keep falling off. They took that note of, like, a seat that falls off from the focus group testing.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And now they're like, yeah, it turns out they are breaking off and hurting people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not good. Like a lot of people are breaking their wrists and shit.
35 reports of the seat post breaking and detaching from the bike during use. And yeah, shattered wrists. And
just, that's fucked up. And it's apparently like every bike that like that was sold from the beginning up until now or some shit of the of the regular bike. If you have like the bike plus, then it's not so much an issue. But yeah, now they're like, hey, man, call us up. We'll come by with a free bike post, a seat post for you. Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so Mr. Beast, I guess, bought a bunch of houses in the same cul-de-sac, leading people to start talking again about the wealthy and the famous buying towns or neighborhoods.
Right, right.
So he bought a whole North Carolina neighborhood for himself and his employees, like a company town for content influencers.
Mm-hmm.
So our writer JM reminded us of the time. Do you remember when Kim Basinger bought a town in Georgia?
Didn't Bruce Willis buy a town? Like, yeah, haven't Bruce so Willis many people did, buy
that
a town?
Didn't go well, but like,
yeah.
Kim Basinger one went really badly. So she bought a town back in 1989 and then like had to file for bankruptcy like a couple years later. It really was like, it's the inspiration for Schitt's Creek. Just the idea of selling an entire town,
right?
Like it, which shouldn't be a thing that's possible, right? It's like an incorporated thing. Like you can't just like be like, yeah, this person came through and bought like your house now belongs to this one rich person. But I guess for whatever reason, they were able to do that in this one stoplight town in Brazelton, Georgia. And then, you know, she got sued for, she was supposed to be in the movie Boxing Helena and like bailed on it and then like lost in court. They like sued her for not showing up when she was supposed to or whatever and lost 7.5 and had to declare bankruptcy. Like the people of the town were like, wait, what's going to happen to us now?
Right.
It's like one of those things, like maybe towns shouldn't be a thing that a single person could own, but it was the late 80s, early 90s, you know, it was coming off of Reagan and Bush one and
yeah,
you know, privatization, everything was going to work out.
And luckily, all the money of the $20 million that's used to purchase it came from the pension fund of the Ameritech Corporation.
Yeah.
What an American story.
She was just the face of like a private equity company or like, you know, whatever Ameritech is, what wanted to buy a town. And who knows do what
when
do
you started what. Off this story I thought you were gonna do that bit and you're like I don't know how to say this. Kim Basinger what show is that from? Is that from Arrested Development? It's like a doctor that comes in. It's like a stupid comedy bit. I think it's a doctor comes into a, like a room to talk to a patient. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say this. And they're like, what?
Basinger?
Basinger? Kim Basinger? Basinger? I think it might be Family Guy or some shit. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways.
That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
That's what I got. Don't buy towns. I mean, apparently, like, he's just buying, like, a bunch of houses on this cul-de-sac. He's not doing the thing where he's like, I own the town. I'm just going to own a section of it.
Right.
And everyone's like, he's so humble.
Well, so like, Mr. Beast, so humble.
I get it. You're not moving out to LA and you're living in the hills and shit and like crashing your Tesla in like Silver Lake or something every day. So whatever. He's one of our benevolent YouTube gods who makes it rain cash on the poor people.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Friday afternoon. We are back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourselves.
Yep.
Get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Stay woke.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Is your underwear in need of a refresh? Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women, queer-founded and queer-run. Tomboy X designs sustainable, gender-inclusive underwear and apparel in sizes 3 extra small to 6 extra large. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com. Shop now on TomboyX.com.